Melody Time, 5 minutes to help you begin your day with a song. George Washington recognized the place which God's Word should have in public affairs. He declared, "It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible." George Washington also declared, "It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly implore His protection and favor." The words of George Washington.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand.
Gospel according to Dr. Luke, and we're reading the translation of Monsignor Ronald Knox. This is chapter 5. It happened that he, the Lord Jesus, was standing by the lake of Gennesaret at a time when the multitude was pressing close about him to hear the word of God. And he saw two boats moored at the edge of the lake. The fishermen had gone ashore and were washing their nets. And he went on board one of the boats which belonged to Simon, and asked him to launch off a little from the land. And so, sitting down, he began to teach the multitudes from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Stand out into the deep water, and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered him, "Master, we've toiled all night and caught nothing, but at thy word I will let down the net." When they had done this, they took a great quantity of fish, so that the net was near breaking. They must needs beckon to their partners, who were in the other boat, to come and help them. When these came, they filled both boats, so that they were ready to sink. At seeing this, Simon Peter fell down and caught Jesus by the knees. "Leave me to myself, Lord," he said. "I am a sinner." Such amazement had overcome both him and all the crew at the catch of fish that they had made. And so it was, too, with James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were Simon's partners. But Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. Henceforth thou shalt be a fisher of men." So when they had brought their boats to land, they left all and followed him. President, or just an ordinary citizen. It's a wonderful thing to really know the Lord Jesus and follow Him. We were reading that quotation a little while ago from George Washington when he said, "It's impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible." Let's get back to the Bible and read it more. We hope that later on in the day that you'll take time to read some more from the sacred scriptures. Parents, read to your family. Gather your children together and read to them from the Bible.